And we have these lovely verses in verse 67. Then Jesus said unto the 12, here are the true Nazarites. Here are the true ones, the true followers, the true disciples. Will you go also? And he's asking us tonight. We have heard that to be a true Nazarite in this scene means rejection. It means that we need to take a stand for Christ. It means that we will be not perhaps liked by others. To be a disciple means that we're following one who has gone the way before us. And it says here, Simon Peter answered, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. If there's anyone here tonight that has heard these words, that doesn't have eternal life, we want to tell you that the Lord Jesus is the only one that has these words. They said, whom are we going to turn to? You are the only one that has the words of eternal life. And they stayed with him. And it says, and we believe and are sure that thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Can we say that tonight with all boldness, with all assurance, that we know for sure that the Lord Jesus Christ is the only one that has the words of eternal life? He is the only one that is able to translate us from darkness into his light. He is the only one that's able to take us from the pit of sin and hell and bring us to his kingdom. He is the only one that has the words of eternal life. Can we say that we are sure that you are the Christ, the Son of the living God? Here are the true ones that were really devoted to the Lord. He's looking for that tonight. He's looking for individuals, true followers of him, that say, yes, I know that I'm a Nazarite from birth, that I need to be separate from all the joys that this world has to offer. And I need to follow after the Lord. He's looking for that tonight. Are we willing? He says, if any man, if any woman, are we willing to do that tonight? Are we willing to take this stand? First, if you don't know him, he bids you come. He says, all that come to me, I will in no wise cast out. And then he says, I will give you rest. And that's what the Lord Jesus offers tonight. So they said, thou art the one that has the words of eternal life. And we are sure and believe that thou art the Son, the Christ, the Son of the living God. One more verse, a few more verses in John chapter 6 again, earlier. I'm sorry, Luke chapter 9. Sorry. Luke chapter 9, verse 57. And it came to pass that as they went in the way, a certain man said unto him, Lord, I will follow thee whithersoever thou goest. Here's one that really wanted to be follower of the Lord Jesus. And Jesus said unto him, it's costly, you know. It's going to cost you some things. He says, foxes have holes and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man hath nowhere to lay his head. He could find no rest in this world. He could find no place to put his head. He could find no joy. He came looking for fruit and found nothing. He found no joy in this world. He was the true Nazarite who came, who lived the perfect life before God and found no joy in this world. And yet sometimes we find joy in everything this world has to offer us. Young people, I don't know about you, but I want nothing to do with this world that offered my cross, to my Lord Jesus, nothing but a cross. I cannot find joy in this world. And as a true Nazarite, we will not be able to find any joy if we look for it. Only he can satisfy. And he said unto another, follow me. But he said, Lord, suffer me first to go and bury my father. Jesus said unto him, let the dead bury their dead, but go thou and preach the kingdom of God. And another also said, Lord, I will follow thee, but let me first go bid the farewell which are at my home and my house. And Jesus said unto him, no man, having put his hand to the plow and looking back, is fit for the kingdom of God. And people, tonight, if we've taken the stand for Christ, if we put our hands to the plow, let's not turn around. Let's move on forward until he come back, until he come to take us to be with himself. Let us be true disciples. true faithful followers of Him. Let us exemplify in this scene what it means to be a Nazarite. What it means to be separate from sin. What it means to have no joy to find in this world. And what it means to be completely and devotedly subjected to the Lord Jesus. But there are rewards. If you turn to Matthew, I believe it's chapter 19. In verse 27. Then Peter said unto him, Behold, we have forsaken all. Would we even be able to say that tonight, honestly before the Lord, that we have forsaken all? And we followed thee. What shall we have therefore? Might have been a very selfish thing for Peter to ask. Remember, Abraham said the same thing. He said, What shall I have? And God had to remind him that I am thy shield and thy exceeding great reward. I am the treasure, God would say to Abraham. But Peter said this, and in grace, here's the response of the Lord Jesus. Verily I say unto you, that ye which have followed me, in the regeneration when the Son of Man shall sit in the throne of his glory, ye shall sit upon 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. And every one, listen to this, that has forsaken houses or brethren or sisters or father or mother or wife or children or lands for my name's sake shall receive 100-fold and shall inherit everlasting life. Here is the promise. Here is the reward for a faithful follower of the Lord Jesus. Here is the reward for being a true and faithful Nazarite and being faithful to our Nazariteship. God has promised blessings. He is no man's debtor. We cannot outgive him of our time, of our resources, of our energy. Love so amazing, so divine, demands my soul, my life, my all. Could we honestly tonight say that before the Lord? That I have forsaken everything? I want to be a true Nazarite in this scene, where the Lord Jesus has been rejected, knowing it's going to be costly to be a true disciple of His. Can we say, I am crucified with Christ? And can we say, as I close with this verse, as the Apostle Paul in Galatians, the last chapter, but God forbid, verse 14 of chapter 6, God forbid that I should glory, save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. And this is the part that I want to stress. By whom the world is crucified unto me, and I unto the world. The Apostle Paul is saying this, that this world has as much room for me and my faith and my devotedness to Christ as it did for the Lord Jesus. That's what he's saying. I want to take a stand for Christ. I want to be a true Nazarite. I want to know what that really means on a daily basis to pick up my cross and follow after the one that was the true Nazarite here in the scene, who pleased God, ever bringing delight and joy to his heart. Imagine that. Finally, God had been testing man throughout all the ages. And finally, here's the blessed one that comes onto the scene and could say, I have glorified thee. Imagine that. This is the one we want to follow after.